Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the new year. We are actually recording this on December 31st. It's one of my favorite holidays, probably actually the favorite holiday.
I didn't know you had a favorite holiday.
And Jill and I are going to take a look at 2015 and what we've accomplished, and then maybe set some goals for 2016.
Okay, I have to ask. So this is the one and only day out of the year it's not an interruption?
I got a lot of flack for calling the holiday an interruption.
Yes.
in our office.
Yes.
And Jill calls it a celebration?
It is. It's a celebration. You get everybody together. You have a lot of fun and food and silliness and... You know, it is a celebration.
One of the many reasons we are partners, Jill.
And how we differ.
No, I love the holiday season, you know, honestly, because of you. You make it fun.
Thank you.
You do. You know, Jill goes full out on the holidays. There's, you know, the whole Christmas tree thing and the presents and...
Nice meals.
I learned a couple years ago just to stop making rules about, oh, let's just get the kids one present. And it just, the one present thing happens around December 1st. And then we say, great, we're all done shopping. And then there's 1,700 presents
more. I totally forgot you had that rule years
ago. Yeah, I don't even think you listened to it.
No,
we made it this year too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. I never even.
You agree to it. You agree to it.
No, like, just I don't mechanically even listen. Agree. I do mechanically agree to a lot of things.
Yeah. Whatever he said this time.
Just say yes and then go do whatever you want.
You do that about everything.
I kind of do. It's a kid. Well, not just, I mean, it starts when you're a kid. Our kids do it to us. Just say yes and then we're going to go do whatever we want.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like that too. Were you? Oh, I'm sure you were.
Of course. You know, I'm sure there's part of you that still does that to me too.
Yeah, it's just different for men and women, I think.
Love it.
I'm a lot more silent about it.
Oh,
you just kind of
pretend
everything.
You didn't hear it. So that way no one can say, well, you said yes.
All right. So let's look at 2015 and what we've accomplished, because it was a pretty banner year for us all the way around.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a long list of stuff. I love talking about this topic.
Yes.
I know this has got the promise to be one of the best episodes. You know, because it's not so much now anymore, because 2015 is the year we started Land Academy, or the year that we kind of institutionalized it and made a program available. And so now we're celebrating the success of our members, not just our own success in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a huge kick out of that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's great. You know, I was walking up, you know, to the office this morning and I was thinking, we had such a good 2015. You know, usually every year you can't wait to start a new year because this one's going to be better. It's going to be great. You know, we're going to really kill it this year. Usually it seems like I have that attitude. And this year I'm a little sad. I'm kind of like, you know, 2015 was such a great year for us.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad to say goodbye. And I can't remember. You don't often feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how I am. And you're right. I love celebrating not only our success, but we're really seeing great success from the people that we've been able to help.
Yeah.
And that is even better than our own success.
What a reward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to think that, you know, when I started in the business, it was always about revenue and revenue goals. And we've long since accomplished that. And certainly accomplished it in 2015 at Landstate, just in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my whole thing is let's spread the word.
Isn't it?
That's
I get
know,
a bigger kick out
age.
Of that, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, oh, you made how much? Awesome. Okay, where do you stand now? That's fantastic. I get a bigger kick out of that now, too.
Maybe it's our age or my age.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not going to talk
age,
about your
not
age.
Not my age. We will never talk about Jill's age.
No, we won't. There'll never be an episode called How Old Is Jill
Really?
Hey,
it's Jill's birthday. No, we might do that. Well, that's good because my birth month is pretty big, but we never discuss the year. Thank you.
So what happened in 2015 that's totally memorable for you?
Well, as it stands right now, with Land Stay, I'm so low on inventory. I can't stand it. It's hilarious. Things are, it's like it's flying off the shelves, you know?
Yeah.
Things, the economy is clearly doing great. People are buying land. They are so excited. It's amazing, you know, the response and the numbers and where I stand with that. It's wonderful. So that's big for me.
Some people think that we started Land Academy as an, I've heard a couple of people say this, as a venue or as a mechanism to sell property.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That never, it was never even, that never occurred to me when we started it.
But what did occur to me was a way to add more property to my inventory, but not that way, you
right.
know, just a way to, another way to get more deals.
Yeah. To buy more property potentially. And we do that with our members.
Right.
We do deals with our members, but not to sell it.
Exactly.
And it ended up being that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of members who, well, you know this, we have a lot of members who aren't really interested in buying property. They just want to buy it from us and then sell it on terms, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process of revamping the website so people can just check out.
I'm so excited.
We don't have up until now, it's like you got to call us and do some stuff, but it's been so popular that we're going to revamp the site so you can just click and buy the property.
Check yourself out.
Fill out your deed information in there. Yeah,
and
fill out your own deed.
You know, that's such a good thing. I was telling it to one of our members the other day because I was thinking, watch my site because you're going to want to do this. It's going to make your life much easier.
How did they respond to that? Because we haven't,
They haven't really. They thought that was cool.
Okay,
I'm like,
good.
Yeah, it is cool. So
that's going to be so cool to click on a property, complete your own deed.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That's going to be great.
Complete the deed how you want it to read. You're going to see the deed right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got the potential to like really to change the way real estate is sold on the internet.
Exactly.
I personally, you know this, Jill, I'm personally taking on this project. We could hire some this all out and everything. I am personally going to oversee this because I'm that excited about it. I think it's something, too, that we can share if it ends up that we do sell a lot more property because of this, because it's so easy to purchase it for our buyers, then it's something that we'll teach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's really good. So what other things do you have for 2015?
I'm super proud of Success Plant, which is kind of your brainchild. I never thought it would take off the way that it took off.
Mm-hmm.
Our site visits and the amount of time, that's how websites are gauged. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that people spend on that site and the number of new signups is way, way, way higher than I ever had hoped. And the site's what, like 4 months old or 5 months old?
Exactly.
So can you imagine next year what that's going to look like at the end of the year?
Yes, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So Success Plant was a huge thing. Successplant.com.
That's really good.
I don't know. I mean,
what about personal successes? Do you have any personal things that you're pretty?
Man, it used to be all about revenue, but I said this before. I should probably write a whole blog about it. I will actually. After $20,000 a month, that's it. You know, I've always had in my head, even when I started out back when, obviously no debt in any way. We have no debt. You know,
mm-hmm.
not even mortgage debt. And so when you have no debt like that, nothing hanging over your head, and you're making 20 grand a month after tax, and I don't mean like salary money, I just mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, that you can stop talking about money then. We really, that's it. We don't really talk about that anymore.
No,
all the extra money just goes to like, you know, savings accounts.
You know, it's funny. I just thought of something funny. Remember when you're a kid? And you're out late and your parents tell you nothing good happens after 10 o'clock. I feel like nothing good's going to happen after 20,000.
Yeah, that's true. You start making stupid decisions.
And you're like, yeah, and there's yachts and then there's this
yeah, exactly.
and that. You're like, let's reel
sports
it back
cars.
In, everyone. Exactly. You can get in trouble.
Warren Buffett has a great saying. He's got a million great sayings, but one sticks out right now in my head. He said, all the bad financial decisions I've made in my life or when I had a pocket full of cash.
Oh, boy, that makes sense. I can totally see that. Yeah. You got to reel yourself back in a little bit. If when you get up there, it's fun to get excited a little bit, have a little fun, but reel yourself back in. Don't go crazy.
Our kids are doing great. You know, I'm proud of all of them. Really proud of them. Mm-hmm. You know, they all seem to have their heads on straight. I don't know how that happened. I swear it's luck.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of that.
Usually there's one bad one. Like, you know how there's like one person in office who's just a bad seed?
Now it means what's coming. Knock it off.
There's always a guy, like in school, there was always one person who was just, man, if this guy wasn't around, our life would be so much better.
Dude, we're
just ridiculously lucky with these kids.
Well, and our employees too. I mean, when you really think about it.
You can fire them though.
Yeah.
Well, and I've done that.
I know, but
not this year though.
We have really good people.
Yeah.
And the one that scared us, we'd ended up not hiring anyway, so it worked out fine.
Now I got to cut the audio out of this.
No, you don't.
Yeah. There wasn't just one. Let's just say that.
Yeah. It's really good. No. All right. So let's think. So that's 2015. You want to look?
Well, what about you?
Oh.
What about your personal stuff? Like, what do you, what, you know?
I tackled acting.
Yeah. How's your acting career?
That's my acting career. Very funny. I tackled acting. I got in there. I proved I can do it to myself and got to be in a couple of plays, and I did what I set out to do.
Jill's
and now I'm working on something else.
Jill's in a play, and she played an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, my goodness.
And the makeup portion of that really concerned me a lot.
It probably was scary.
It was scary.
They colored my hair. They had to put all kinds of stuff. You know what's really good? This is what's good for me. When they have to spend that much time on you to make you look old, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great – gosh, you can tear any situation and make it positive. Any situation.
Yeah, that was
it
like –
it amazes me.
They could have had me in the chair for a long time. But it was like, we got to stop. We're on, you know.
You could get in a car accident and see something good in that chair. If you got in a car accident, how would you spin it?
You know what I'd spin? I'd be like, yay, I was done with that car. That's exactly what I would
do. How about a plane crash? If you walk,
hold on a moment.
What if you walked away from
a
plane
crash? You're getting a little grim here.
No, I just, because I'm trying to think of worst situations so you can just spin it positive.
That's a little scary though. I would be grateful that for I would be grateful that everyone survived.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was meant to be. Maybe it was a wake up call for some reason. How's that? How many times do you do that? I roll up to an intersection and there's a car accident and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm first looking around to make sure everybody's okay. And then my next thought is that could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness I was running late.
Yeah.
Cause you love it when I'm late.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. So that was my
thing. It's fun not talking about property on the show.
It's kind of weird.
Isn't it?
It is a little weird. I have got nothing but good stuff. I'm excited for next year.
Me too.
Starting to put book stuff together and other things together, new programs together. I know you're working hard on the data piece for our members, and I cannot wait for that.
What a tool.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to change a lot
of
things.
What an incredible tool.
For a lot of people, not just our members. I can see a lot of people in the real estate world wanting to have that tool at their fingertips. It's going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're releasing a data pack. We're calling it the data package, but it's a lot more than that. So it's a membership-based situation where you have access with a username that we provide, access to the exact data that we have for a much, much, much less than you could if you just walked in and bought the data on your own, which a lot of our members are doing right now. And I'm sure that they'll transfer over because it's just way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same data.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we've aligned ourselves with two mail merge mailing companies that are same situation, making it way cheaper than if you just walked off the street.
Mm-hmm.
So our members are running out of excuses for being successful.
This is kind of true. Hey, I like that. That's
there's
great.
No more excuses.
There's no more excuses.
Aside from me standing over you at your desk and telling you that I do this, do
push
this.
Push the button.
That's about it.
Right. Just do it.
And I never thought that I would ever be in front of a microphone like this.
Right.
If somebody told me a year ago, yeah, you're going to have a podcast, I would have said, yeah, you're crazy.
Right.
And people seem to like it. Our numbers are really strong.
Right? I've seen at least 3 positive comments in the iTunes thing. I'm just kidding. Way more than 3.
You know, that's what happens when you give away free property.
That's true. That's exactly right. That's hilarious.
It's basically extortion. If you give us a review. You know what? Why don't you do the PSA right now, the public service announcement. Go ahead.
I love it. All right, since you brought that up, we do give away a free property every month. That is 100% true. And all you have to do is download our free ebook off landacademy.com. Don't even have to read it. And then rate our show. Just follow the link to the iTunes, so however you're listening to this, and rate our show. Doesn't matter how you rate it. Just rate it. And then if I can't figure out who you are, you know, if it doesn't say like, you know, John Smith or, you know, not John Smith, but Mike Berry, I can't tell who you are based on the name on both of them. Send me a little email.
Yeah. If you're intentionally failing 634.
What's that?
That's their username. Like, oh, if your username is intentionally failing 634.
I won't know it's you. I'll think it's a plethora of many people. Just kidding. So send me a little note, jill@landacademy.com, that, hey, I did it. This is me. I want to be in the drawing. And that's all you have to do.
There's links in the text portion of wherever you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Just click on them.
Perfect. Okay. So what are your personal, what are your goals for 2016, personal and professional?
Let's see, 2016, since we're not even talking about money anymore, you know, I'm getting a little older, so everybody's really healthy. I hope that continues. I would like to get a little bit more healthy. You know, I kind of feel like I'm getting more healthy as I get older instead of, usually it's the other way around. But like I guess most people, I could probably lose a few pounds, maybe 5 pounds. So that's not like a New Year's resolution thing or anything like that. It's just a habit changing. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. Are you? This is a perfect time to talk about
this. I'm really not.
If I want to change something, I'll change it in June.
Isn't that funny? I don't do that too. And people, you know, like for religious reasons, people give up certain things, you know, I'm not Catholic anyway, but I don't, I'm like, no, I'll just do it anyway if I want to.
We want to talk about religion on the show, and the 6 listeners that we have will become 3. Hey, let's talk about politics too. Let's just do it all.
That's not where I was going with that. I was making a point. So, all right. So give me some more.
You know, I would love to, I have numbers in my head about members. So there's a membership numbers that I would love to have.
Good. How about programs or new things you're working on?
I want to release, and along with the data release that's going to happen in real early January, you know, I would love to release 2 or 3 of the programs that are on the website in the first quarter, maybe 2. Let's just say 1 program per quarter would be great. And they're all based on what our members are asking for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's great about it. I'm not dreaming this stuff up. They're saying, you know, I'd love to do this. I'd love to do this. So, mm-hmm. You know, what we get a request for, Jill, a lot is how to buy houses effectively using this mailer system, which we do all the time. And right. we talk about land. It's in the title all the time, but there's a huge, I think that we could do a program that would really help a lot of existing house flippers. There's tons of them.
Yes.
The way that 98% of the people who are flipping houses are buying their houses, all the people I know included, mm-hmm. are doing it wrong.
Right. Oh my, don't get me started. Don't even get me started. That's a whole nother podcast. That's like a series
it's coming
of
up.
Podcasts.
You know what it's called? Look, you can see it. Oh. It's called Driving for Dollars Ding Dongs.
Oh, I love it.
It's coming up.
Bye, Jill.
I'm going to sit back and
just let me go.
Yeah. Jill hates driving for dollars.
I think that's the dumbest thing on the planet. Try to reach 8 people in 8 hours. Are you kidding me? I could reach 8,000 in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
I take pride in not spending a lot of time on an individual deal. And I think there's some people that take a tremendous amount of pride. Like
that's the mindset.
There's a friend. We have a personal friend who loves to just get all in the details of everything. You know, right. It's actually hard to be around them after for like more than an hour. Gary.
You know what's funny about that? That's one thing that I appreciate about you is you and I both feel the same way about we want to get it done. We want to do it the right way, but I'm not going to sit there. There's no personal satisfaction in saying I spent 8 hours on that.
Yeah.
Oh no. If you spent 8 hours on that when you could have done it in two, there's something wrong.
Right.
So I agree. What do you want to my things are? Are you done? Do you have anything else?
I call that the spinal effect. You know, because with the first child, when you have the first child, you go through, you just go get educated about it, like how the birthing's going to go and the whole thing. And this nurse said, you know, you don't get a trophy for not getting a spinal. You don't, you know, there's no hero in that.
Oh,
what's it called?
The
pain thing.
What is that? I can't believe what that's called.
I really thought I took that to heart. I'm like, you know, you really don't.
Right.
Why are you trying to be a hero about this?
Okay. You're going off on a weird tangent now. What are you?
Talking about people making stuff complicated. Deals.
I can talk about this. Off the air. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. What are your goals?
All right. I want to get really good at speaking Spanish. That is on my list. I got on Amazon the other day and ordered in a little pocket dictionary. I'm going to carry this stupid thing around with me. And I'm going to start putting notes up around the house and my office and really start working on that.
I think that's a great goal.
Thank you. I'm going to work on Spanish. I'm going to finish at least one book, if not more.
You mean writing one?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of... You know, I've started six of them. Seriously. I got to finish one of them. So remember years ago, I started some and I got to finish it. So that's my thing.
I'm almost done with the book. It's called Showing Up.
Good. I love it.
I'm about 80% of the way done.
Awesome.
Showing up for your career, showing up for your marriage, showing up for your life.
So there's one of your goals for 16.
Yeah.
Good. So that's the same as me. Good. I want to write and do some stuff like that. I'm trying to think what else.
Hey, what about travel goals? You always want to go places.
Oh, well, that's easy. I got New Orleans coming up.
We're going to go to Brian's Head, Utah to ski.
Uh-huh. I got some dates to be back at our California pad.
We should go to China. I would love to go there. And just the whole economic thing that they're going through right now is just so intriguing. And I'm not talking about like take a river tour. I would like to take like an economic tour of like Shenzhen. As boring as that sounds.
You go right ahead. I think you should. I'll be over here.
I want to see I want to see what this country, I look at China like it was, it's 1924 in our country. There's no EPA. You can dump stuff in the river if you want.
Do you know?
There's no rules at
that
all.
You have been known to on more than one occasion.
Wreck a vacation? Yeah, I know.
No, take me to industrial ports to look at the ships.
It happened last week.
And what they're loading.
It happened last week.
Offloading. Like, what the heck? Yes. And I have to say, I get some credit for being a trooper, for being around going, yeah, this is Long Beach. This is great.
You had a real good attitude about it last week. We were in San Carlos, Mexico, which is a port town. And for some reason,
Guaymas.
I don't know why. I just like to get in the car and see where all the industry is.
Every time. Even in Rocky Point, we're at the port.
Yeah.
You disguise it with, let's look at some boats. And then next thing you know, we're looking at the fishing and all that. And then there's stray dogs running around.
It's a Detroit thing.
This is kind of interesting. Okay.
So Brian's 16. Head, we're going to go Brian's Head skiing. You're going to New Orleans.
Yeah. Sorry, that's only girls.
Maybe
trip.
China. No, I don't want to go to that.
Good. Because you're not invited.
If I was, I would say, thanks very much. I have
a
website to design or something.
You know, it's really easy for girls to get guys like unexcited about a trip. All you do is say, we're going shopping and then there's a spa.
Oh,
right? Geez, and then that's easy. Nobody wants to go other than the girls.
It's amazing
how many times
men and women
I've told you that I'm going shopping and there's a spa and I'm really not. Just kidding.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm just joking. We're ziplining. We're jumping off things. No, I'm just kidding. So, no. All right. I'm excited. 2016 is going to be great. 2015 was awesome.
Stuff happened in 2015 like no other year in my life. We're wrapping up the year, and I'm looking back at the stuff that we've done, and I never thought I would ever be involved in what we're involved in. And I love it.
Me too.
I grew up in an era or an age where you hid behind a company, you know? And I hid behind my company for a lot of years. I didn't even know what went on there.
Right.
We're like on the airwaves and stuff.
People would call Steve who? I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I don't even know who owns the company. Yeah. He came here a couple months ago.
Right. My checks aren't even signed. I don't know what.
So my point is that I think this way is much better. And I think people need to have something to trust or not trust. That's what this is all about. Establishing trust with our members and our customers.
Oh, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that a lot. And especially I talk about that on a side thing when I do some of my sales coaching and some of our consulting with our members. I get into that because that's how you get customers and you keep customers and you have long time customers. And that's the goal for me on the land stay side. I love it. That's what keeps happening. I get the property in, I get great things in, and my long time customers snatch it up and that's as far as it gets. So, but yeah.
How about material possessions? Do you have any material possession goals for 2016? Is there something that you've been like holding off buying? Just, you know,
yeah,
obviously not for money reasons, but for like, I don't know, just to sort of treat yourself like you've accomplished a goal so you can go out and get it.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
It's a Cartier watch.
Oh.
Yep. And I know I can buy it tomorrow. I'm not doing that. I'm waiting.
Do you have a goal
make
set
it
in your
special.
Head?
You know, it keeps moving because I'm like, no, you know, I hit a goal and I'm like, no, it needs to be bigger than that. No, it still needs to be bigger than that. So I keep pushing my goal back.
I know. I do the same thing, Joe.
I don't know why.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's a success trait.
Maybe I like
to keep challenging yourself.
It's, you know what? I think it's a carrot. It's a carrot that I dangle for myself, and it keeps me moving.
Right.
Boy, that's a good thing to, you know, for everyone. Pick your own king carrot, dangle it until you really, really get to you are finished. Like feel like you're done. You've really arrived.
Right.
So I have so much more I want to do. I need that carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Thank you. What about you?
Just one thing.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just a watch?
Yeah, that's it. Seriously. I have everything else that I want. There's nothing more than I want.
There's no material possessions I want at all. I've literally had every car I've ever wanted. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing.
There you go. So that's been it for you, more cars.
I'm going to buy a car in 2016, though.
Okay.
I'm going to buy it. I already know what I'm going to buy.
Does it start with a P?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go down that path again. Yeah.
It's either that or a 63 Stingray convertible, because I've had one of those and I should never have sold that car. That was really silly. I bought that car. I'm just going to throw the money out right here. I bought that car at an auction for $30,000
right.
And I sold it for $72,000 two years later after I drove it almost every day. And I shouldn't have. I should have kept it.
Yeah.
The guy who bought that car, did I ever tell you this?
No.
Was sold on the eBay. And the guy who bought it was a locksmith, and he showed up and he paid cash, like in small bills, like in 20s and 5s. It took us maybe 2 hours to count the money.
That's great.
And I'm convinced that it wasn't right. You know, we counted it, I think, twice, and I said, I'm just not going to count this again. It might be $1,000 off. I don't know.
Really, it doesn't matter at this point.
I can't take it.
Right.
You know, you're doing okay in life when you're just not going to count the money. Because you're just
like,
got something else to do.
That's a big enough pile. I'm good. That's really good.
So, yeah, material possessions, I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I'm going to buy this car probably, you know, pay cash for it, and end up probably making money the way that we do it all the time, or not losing it, I guess.
Right. I know you. You'll do it right.
Right.
There'll be a lot. There'll be a lot of research done.
I don't want to wrap this episode up.
I know.
We have to, though.
We do.
All right. Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I'm like all misty-eyed, man.
Do you know what I was just thinking we should have done? You know, remember at the end of the program where we cheers, we had the champagne and the bell.
Uh-huh.
We did a little cheers to everybody. Oh. We should have done that on this episode. Yeah. I just thought about it.
Yeah, we could. We could do an LA TV episode.
I need it. You know, champagne is on my list right now. I actually, because it's New Year's
Are
Eve.
You doing a grocery list right now? I am sitting here during the podcast.
Well, if it comes to me, I got to make sure
I've seen you do your nails. I've seen you brush your hair. This whole thing's kind of inconvenient for you, isn't it?
No, it's not. I love it. Makes me think of good things, and I'm thinking of celebrating right now, and I actually have champagne on my shopping list, and I'm going to get some champagne today. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep some in the office fridge.
That's a great idea.
That's what I have not been doing, and I need to keep it there. So there will effective tomorrow, 2016, I will have champagne in the office fridge at all times, period.
That's a female-run business for you right there. And I have to say, it's not just champagne. It's champagne splits.
Yes, it is.
It's tiny little single-serving bottles.
Exactly.
So you don't waste it.
Exactly. Because sometimes you just need a glass of champagne.
You know what? We should celebrate more often, man. Some great stuff happens here.
Yeah.
We got the bell. We don't even ring it anymore.
We stopped ringing
the
bell.
We bought those 240s.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just about done with the deal. In the end, we will clear close to $40,000 on both of those properties. I mean, combined. On like $20,000 each. And we're just, we don't care anymore.
I know.
That's not right.
That's not right. We need to celebrate. Let's start right now.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.